Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is the very wonderful Jackie Sanders. And Jackie is the walk organizer for the Colorado Springs area of the Lust Garden Foundation. Today we're talking about the Lust Garden Foundation Pancreatic Cancer Walk.
Yes.
Jackie, it's been a year since we've seen each other.
It's been a year. Long time.
Thank you for bringing your smile back and warming up the studio with that
glow
of yours.
Thank you for inviting me.
We had such a great time last time. It's a very serious subject.
It is.
And you do very, very hard work. And you are, as I say, you're organizing the Lust Garden Foundation Pancreatic Cancer Walk. Mm-hmm. But there's a history. There's a story behind why you're doing this. Let's talk about you and that story of yours.
Yes. My mom, my best friend, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And I knew I wanted to do something to help the cause of pancreatic cancer. So after she passed away, I found the Lust Garden Foundation and decided that I wanted to do this. I can organize events and, you know, to do a walk to raise money for research for the pancreatic cancer in honor of her and for those that are fighting currently as well.
Yeah, hard news. And yeah. I think you and I talked last year when we were together that in my own family, we were touched by pancreatic cancer. My late stepfather in 1997 he passed away from pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
It
does
sneaks
so quick.
Up on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a
very
tough one.
Aggressive. It's a very aggressive cancer. We were fortunate to have mom for 18 months after her diagnosis, but that's very rare. I mean, normally it's 3 to 6 months at the most, and normally it's even just weeks.
Yeah, and my father-in-law fell into that roughly three-month category. He was a World War II P-38 aircraft fighter pilot, and he was every inch the square-chin, swashbuckling airman you'd think he was. He got out of the service as a major, and he was a guy that never complained about anything, and he did start having some pain, even though pancreatic cancer doesn't always reveal itself in that way. Because of that pain, he went in, and they did scans and other things, and that's when they discovered the cancer. And it was Christmas Eve was the night that we lost him.
Oh, I did not remember that.
Yeah, that was the extra hard part.
Yeah.
But he was surrounded by his family, and he was it was very peaceful, but still something any of us who are touched by this disease don't ever want to have to live through if we can help it.
No.
It's hard to see our loved ones in pain, and it's hard to see how they're taken out that way.
Mm-hmm.
The Lust Garden Foundation is doing some research to get some diagnosis done early. Let's talk about that a little bit, Jackie.
Yeah, so right now they're currently working on doing a blood test, which is called CancerSeek. And this is actually along with several other cancers that they're looking at, but this blood test would be able to detect pancreatic cancer early on. And if it can be detected early on, then it's treatable. The problem is most of the time, like you said, there's not many signs or symptoms, and so people don't know, and then it's too late. But with this blood test, hopefully that will be able to show early signs and symptoms of that.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the cancer itself. It's a tough one. It is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in both men and women.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying by 2020, which amazed me that that's next year, but it's going to be the second because it's just growing that rapidly. So you have like 56,000 people that are going to be diagnosed this year, and then 45,000 of those people won't survive. And it's very aggressive and very quick. One in 64 people are going to be diagnosed with this cancer, which is really, I mean, that's quite a bit.
Is there research being done into, is it something environmental or is it something genetic, family history?
They don't necessarily know, but they are finding out that it is hereditary. They're finding that it is hereditary. So the other great thing that Lust Garden is working on is for people like me and those that have been affected to be able to get testing done beforehand to see if they carry the same cells that called the pancreatic cancer.
Okay.
So that's huge for us.
So there's family history. There may be a genetic marker that that indicates a predisposition.
Exactly.
Those things you can look into and have checked.
Right.
And then it's
hopefully we're working on it.
Right.
But, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
I am a hopeless idealist.
Yeah.
I want these things to be happening.
I want them to happen right now.
Well, yes. And there's a way that people like me can help that happen.
Yes.
I love the outdoors. I love my city. And I love America, the beautiful park.
It's a beautiful park.
It is a beautiful park. And that is where the Lustgarten Foundation Pancreatic Cancer Walk is taking place.
Yes.
That's going to happen the day before Mother's Day.
Yes.
And it's going to be at America, the beautiful park at 10 a.m. on Saturday, May 11th. But let's talk about why that day and who that's in honor of.
We're doing it on that day in honor of my mom. So the day before Mother's Day just helps me, originally helped me just kind of get through Mother's Day. But I kind of just kept that day as a reminder. We do this in honor of my mom. And so that everybody knows that this is the day we do it every year, the day before Mother's Day.
It's easy a good way to remember in your calendar.
It.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've said that you and your mom were very close. How
yes.
do you describe that relationship?
My mom and I were best friends. She was probably the closest person that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was pretty close to me. So
and
I loved her dearly.
You've committed that wonderful heart and soul of yours to her memory, to furthering the cause of getting this blood test out into the public and getting people
And it's something she would do, too. She would be that
of
same
course.
Personality.
Yeah.
So she would want something done. So she would go and do something like this, too. So
you and she are part superwoman, part champion for this wonderful cause.
Yeah.
Even though the reason is not fun.
Right.
Here you are. And
that's
just
right.
a sidebar, I want to pay you a huge compliment because you're just recovering from a pretty good-sized surgery. And yet
yes.
you have made your way here to the radio station and you're talking with us today. And we appreciate you so much for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
One of the things that is hard about pancreatic cancer as well, too, is that it has less than a 7% five-year survival rate.
Right.
And you say that has not improved in the last 40 years.
Last 40 years, there has been no change in the treatments or diagnosis for pancreatic cancer or the survival rate. So that is a huge, huge part. I mean, 40 years is a long time to have no change. But pancreatic cancer is also very low on the government funding. So they only receive 3% of government funding, whereas things like breast cancer then receive like 80, 87%, which is a lot. So we need to help. You know, it comes down to just us to do these kind of events or getting involved in these kind of with the Lustgarten Foundation to raise money. And that's where it's coming from because we're not getting help.
Here comes a source of more information for you. LustgartenWalkColoradoSprings.org. That's LustgartenWalkColoradoSprings.org. There you can learn more about the Lustgarten Foundation, certainly about the walk. You can sign up for the walk. You need volunteers this year, too.
I do need volunteers.
You have 10 of your closest friends who
yes,
have surrounded
I do.
You. And to them, you need to add about 30 or 40
yes,
more 30 wonderful
or 40
volunteers.
Would be great. Yes, yes. And anybody that wants to help, even in the planning and organizing of it, that would be fantastic. Anybody who's been affected, or even if they haven't, and they just want to be a part of a good cause, I'm looking to have people be part of a committee to help me too. So that would be great.
This is a wonderful opportunity to get out to see a little bit of Colorado Springs.
Yes.
It's a 5K
yes.
or roughly 3 mile walk. Anybody can do this.
It's super easy, super simple walk.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna have a live DJ there.
Yay!
We have some carnival games for kiddos to play. So it is a family fun event. It's a family fun day.
And you have popcorn.
And we have popcorn.
No event is complete without kids and popcorn.
That's right. That's right.
And something special, too. If you will bring your photographs of your loved ones.
Yes.
Or people who you know who have been, who have died from pancreatic cancer, you bring that picture in their name and put it up on the memory wall.
Yep.
And as the race is getting underway or close, all of those names will be read. And it's your chance to honor and celebrate that person's memory.
We do want to honor everyone that brings their loved one pictures or name. Even if they don't have a picture, we can still just read their name. But we want to honor those loved ones. On top of having a fun day, we do want to remember that we're honoring those that have passed.
Lift your spirits. Share your spirit. Celebrate somebody whose spirit is lost to us right now. From this awful cancer. So Lustgarten Foundation Pancreatic Cancer Walk takes place at America the Beautiful Park, 10 a.m. on Saturday, May 11th, the day before Mother's Day, in honor of your wonderful mom, Jackie, who passed away that 3.5 years ago.
Yes.
So you are in year number 4 of this event. It's growing every year. We encourage all of you to get on to LustgartenWalkColoradoSprings.org, register, and participate in the event. Or
volunteer.
Volunteer. Yep. In Jackie's wonderful voice, volunteer. Jackie, you are wonderful. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you very much, Ted. I appreciate it.
It's a privilege to have you here.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings right here at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. Now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. And you don't ever have to miss an edition of the Business Connection. It is available 24/7 on demand, totally free by podcast at KRDO.com. Click the radio tab and select podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.